Well, the state of food security today is unfortunately trending in the wrong direction. We had for many, many years positive trends, even though there were still many hungry people. But as a result of the economic crisis, the earlier food crisis of a couple of years ago, the fuel increases, all of these contributed to more food insecure people, more hungry people in the world. And unfortunately, that has continued.
Now, there have been a number of efforts to try to invest more money into agriculture and take action to prevent another food crisis from happening, at least with the prices that we saw a few years back. Do you see any positive effect from that?
Absolutely. The world is, and by world I mean governments, both governments of developing countries and of donor countries, have realized that we must invest more in helping more productive agriculture and especially helping poor farmers be more productive. And as a result, the African countries agreed to work toward 10% of their budgets to help support agriculture. And now, after the Obama administration made a commitment to over $3 billion for agriculture development and recommended something similar to the G8 and the G20, they all committed to increased agricultural support. And on the U.S. side, the Congress, led by Senator Lugar, a Republican in the Senate, have been working on actually changing law to strengthen the U.S. commitment to helping agriculture, especially for poor farmers. So there's very exciting new commitments to try to change the situation.
Now, you've been appointed a member of the steering committee of the Committee on World Food Security. Tell us what your role will be.
Well, I'll be one of a group of 15 who will be giving advice to the governments who put high priority on international agriculture issues, especially it relates to agricultural development. But whether it is nutrition perspective or straight agriculture perspective or research, or whether it is organizational issues about the way the international community handles these matters, I think all of those will be on our plate, although our first meeting will be in September, and it'll be exciting to be in the room with so many of these folks that have had such long history and incredibly positive experiences in agriculture. But when we're together, I'm sure we'll have all sorts of ideas about things that the government should be paying attention to try to improve the situation for the hungry poor around the world.
Now, I'm reaching you in Ghana, where you're taking part in a Green Revolution event. Would you tell us about that?
Yes. The Alliance for a Green Revolution in Africa is an African-led program, also a new program, chaired by Kofi Annan, and the CEO is a man named Namanga Ngongi from Cameroon. And the mission of this organization is to raise the incomes and the production of smallholder farmers throughout sub-Saharan Africa. This is their first big conference since the organization was created in 2007. There are hundreds of people here from all over Africa and a few from donor governments, especially in Europe and in the U.S. And the whole mission here is to say, how can we work together in order to help smallholder farmers? Now, one of the ways that AGRA is doing this is very different than how any organization has done it in the past, and that's because they're engaging the private sector. Agriculture is, after all, a business. Whether a woman has 1 hectare of land or a woman or a man has thousands of acres of land, it's a business. So AGRA is recognizing that, and they're using their resources and other public sector resources to try to better connect the business community and the private sector to help support local agriculture.
Do you see that as the future of food security?
I think a key part of the future of food security is the interconnections. And in other words, if banks can be convinced to lend money to poor farmers, and then therefore those women and men who are farmers can get credit to be able to invest in their land, that's going to make a huge difference. If agro dealers who sell small amounts of fertilizer and seeds can be trained to help give extension advice and business advice to small farmers, then that's another way those small farmers are going to succeed. These are some of the kinds of programs that are relatively new in Africa, but that can make a huge difference in the long term.